There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here for the final episode of 2014. With you in studio, it's Ian
Cantwell.
That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com to enjoy the features waiting for you there. Coming up tonight, some pretty amazing news out of Ferguson, where protesters have stormed the police department earlier today. Dozens of arrests have resulted. People have been pepper sprayed. Apparently, the police did not want to answer their complaints. We will get into that when we get the chance. Of course, your phone calls come first. Plus, the latest just madness from Stefan Molyneux that a lot of people, I think, are going to find pretty disappointing. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, our arrest down in New York City, it looks like it, after the murder of two police. We'll get into as much of that as we can here, but we're going to your phone calls first. Al is listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell.
Hey, Al? Ian. Happy New Year.
Hey, Chris. Al.
Happy
welcome.
New Year.
Hi, Al. Go ahead.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Let's talk about the police. Were you surprised, as I was, that they were so angry at the politicians?
That the police were angry at the politicians? Are you talking about New York City or what?
Just in general. Haven't you read any cop threads?
Well, I don't read a lot of like police blogs, but I have seen a lot of news about the new NYPD in particular, but police across the country are sort of getting ticked off, especially at the federal government, because the Obama administration, they perceive that the Obama administration is not in support of them. But you know what?
What are they talking about? I mean, there was another story in the news today. I've got it in my show prep here about how there's actually been an increase in the military equipment being shuffled over to police departments since Ferguson. There's been like a dramatic increase in the amount of military equipment being sent over there. So you'd think they'd be happy about Barack Obama. He's the one who's signing off on that, isn't he?
Well, if the data mattered, if the facts mattered, then we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Good point.
Right?
It's all about the emotion and, you know, Democrats
are
bad.
The thing is that the law enforcement, the pro-law enforcement community is largely Republican. So, of course, these people attempt to turn them against the Democratic president. If there was a Republican in the White House, this wouldn't be going on. And I would say that the police, I think they should just shut up and obey the authority. Right. I mean, that's what they always tell us, you know, instead of saying screw the SS, why don't you just obey the law? Right. Well, why don't they just shut up and obey their political masters?
They don't. They're just as mad as we are. But if you read those police threads, and you compare and contrast to libertarian threats, you see voices of reason on the libertarian threats. On the cop threats, they're just out for blood and angry at politicians. It is scary, man.
Oh, I believe you. Where are you reading this? Like Police One or what? Where are you going for this?
The one I follow is called Cop Humor.
God.
I may just have to go sign up for that one.
Is this a website or a Facebook page?
Facebook page.
Okay. The one thing about some of these police sites, one thing you've got to be careful of is that, you know, sometimes you may not be reading the comments of a cop, but the thing about Police One is that they, from what I understand, they actually vet all of their members to make sure they're actual cops. So I think it's most interesting to read when you know 100% that the person commenting is actually a law enforcement officer. And obviously, if you're on a Facebook page, you know, it could just be a troll. Maybe it's really a cop.
Humor is for cops themselves, for, you know, like something to read while they're eating donuts. So,
no, I understand. So what you're saying is this was written by the cop. You're saying that the page itself.
Or at least it's marketed to them, at the very least. Okay. Yeah. But I imagine that they enjoy it.
They're actually feeling, you know.
I gotcha.
So,
well, thanks for sharing that.
Look at a cop thread or two because, they're enlightening.
I'm sick of it.
I'm definitely going to check out Cop Humor. That sounds like fun.
Hey, thanks for the call, Al. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, it's always the same. I've read enough cop threads and I've read enough cop opinions on comments on like cop block threads and things like that to where I've seen enough. I really don't need to see
anymore. For the most part, yeah. I mean, I was reading a little bit today. There was a couple of things I was reading.
They're so hateful and so angry and so clearly of the us versus them mentality.
Oh, it's absolutely the mentality there is, why don't these people just obey us? And it's like, there's just the idea that we wouldn't just never even crosses their mind. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We have someone calling himself Modern Drummer calling from Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to talk about nootropics. I've been using them for about a year now. And for those who don't know, nootropics are brain supplements. They improve your memory, your cognition, your mood. And I've been happy with, I've been taking paracetam with choline and huperzine, and I'm making the leap to adrafinil, choline, and I was going to ask Chris what he thought about that.
Okay, so you've done some research into this, right, Chris?
Yeah, I am on aniracetam, alpha GPC.
Right,
yeah, I'm presently on alpha GPC, aniracetam, and Alcar. The paracetam is the oldest and most well studied nootropic.
Are those all manufactured chemicals versus like natural stuff?
These are the ones I'm referring to are manufactured chemicals.
Okay.
Huperzine, I believe, is actually a natural extract. But I would caution you with the adrafinil. Adrafinil is for anybody who's not familiar, it actually metabolizes into modafinil in your liver.
Oh.
So modafinil is
a controlled
a controlled substance in the United States. There's a company used to advertise on Free Talk Live, modup.net.
That's right.
Come back. But you can't legally have it in the United States without a prescription. I think it's a Schedule II controlled substance.
Schedule 4 or something like that, but I could be wrong about that.
Whatever it is.
You
need a prescription for it.
Yeah,
you can get it with a prescription. I don't know exactly how that pans out. In any case, I would urge you to use caution with adrafinil. I tried adrafinil, and do you have any like substance abuse issues? You ever have a problem with drugs or alcohol?
No, I do not.
Okay, so, I mean, it might work out a little bit better for you. I had a bit of a cocaine problem, okay?
Is it a little too speedy for you or something?
It's adrafinil. It's a stimulant. I mean, it's basically, you're basically using an amphetamine, right? It metabolizes into modafinil, modafinil is a
But
stimulant.
Is it legal? Is the adrafinil legal?
The adrafinil is legal, but the thing is, so, the problem, though, is when adrafinil is metabolizing into modafinil in your liver, it's really doing a number on your liver. So you're going to You're doing some liver damage when you're taking it, and if you're taking it on any sort of a regular basis, the other thing that you're going to do is you're going to build up a tolerance to it very quickly.
Mm.
So you can't like
that's not good.
If you every once in a while want to take some adrafinil before a test or a task or something like that, if you're good at using drugs responsibly, adrafinil can be good for that.
Mm.
And if you're good at using drugs responsibly, that might be great for you. For me personally, I wanted to use it every day. It was speedy and stimulating, and I thought it was great. And then I kept upping the dose.
I thought that some of the idea behind these nootropics is that they're not speedy. They're not supposed to be stimulant-like, that they're supposed to help you get things done, but without the feel like you're on an amphetamine. Isn't that the kind of the pitch behind some
of
these things?
That's the pitch behind like Nupeptin, aniracetam, and all the racetams, and a number of other ones. The when we're talking about adrafinil, modafinil, we're talking about I'm going to pronounce it wrong, like Ergerolics or something like that, where we're actually talking about a stimulant drug. Most of the things that are classified, a lot of people would not call adrafinil or modafinil or Adderall.
Because I've heard of people who've taken modafinil who said it didn't feel like a stimulant, that they just, you know, felt more productive.
Well,
so maybe it just depends on your body chemistry or whatever.
No, I
or
mean,
were they just
it's,
lying?
It's there. I mean, it's very mild compared to something like Adderall, but it's stimulating your brain in the exact same way that amphetamines are, and that's why. I mean, like I've gotten like Adderalls and stuff like that, and taking Adderall is amazing. I can just sit there and write and research, and it's great. It really does make you more productive, but it's absolutely a euphoric.
There's got to be a price to pay, though, don't you think?
There is, and the price is that the tolerance goes up. Mm. That at least in the case of Modafinil, it's doing a number on your liver. I don't know if that's the same for Adderall or Modafinil.
Christopher Campbell is not a doctor. You should do your own research.
Yes, this is not medical advice.
Hey, my modern drummer, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Not that you should believe doctors when they tell you stuff. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up here in moments, what's happening in Ferguson, where people tried to take over the police headquarters. We'll tell you more about it. Actually, it was the St. Louis Metropolitan Cops.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Our founders viewed the Constitution as the guiding law for determining whether or not acts taken by the government are legal. In a pure democracy, the majority can effectively do what it pleases, disregarding the rights of the minority. Our founders wrote the Constitution to put boundaries around government, to ensure that the government doesn't just make laws, it must obey the laws. When we say the rule of law, we mean that regardless of whatever political arguments we might have with others, we still protect their rights to life, liberty, and property. But to enforce those protections, there must be a branch of the government that won't respond to temporary political pressures. That's what the courts are for, to serve, as James Madison stated, as an impenetrable bulwark against every assumption of power in the legislative or executive branch. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here, toll-free, about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. And what that means is they encrypt your online data. So, therefore, because it's encrypted, your internet service provider, they'll have no idea what you're doing online with their internet connection. And that's useful because right now, if you don't have ProXPN, they're probably logging all the websites that you visit, and they could very well be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. And they're probably logging your search terms as well. So you can stop that from happening by grabbing ProXPN. It's free. You just download their app from Windows, or for Windows, rather, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. It's free over at proxpn.com/FTL. Just go grab the app and get it installed, and you are encrypted. Now, when you're ready, you can upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. With a premium account, which will cost you all of about $5 a month, when you use their discount code, which is FTL50, and that saves you 50% off the price of the annual account. So you get that deep discount. FTL50 is the code, and it's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. By the way, it's available with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. So really, you have nothing to lose except your privacy. Go and get it at proxpn.com/FTL. The code again is FTL50, which, by the way, that savings is locked in for the lifetime of your account, no matter which account you choose, at proxpn.com/FTL. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. It is the New Year's Eve edition of the program. Of course, lots to talk about in the news, including the protests. Protesters storming St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. I had seen a headline earlier thinking this was in Ferguson. They went to St. Louis MPD headquarters this morning, and as a result, there were 25 arrests that were made, and other demonstrators were pepper sprayed. Protesters planned to occupy the police department for 4.5 hours until their demands were met, one of which include amnesty for protesters charged with nonviolent offenses. The protesters also want officers Flannery and Hayes, responsible for recent shootings, to be fired immediately, among other grievances. In fact, they even had a notice letting the police know. I don't know if they linked to it here in the Daily Mail article, but there was actually a paper notice that I guess they gave to the police, putting them on notice that they were going to be taking back the police department, that the protesters were going to be taking over. Fox reports that at 10:30 in the morning, around 75 protesters marched downtown and then inundated police headquarters. The pictures here on the Daily Mail story are pretty amazing stuff. They show what is a clear crowd of people trying to come in. In fact, the Free Thought Project website had a short clip, like a 6-second Vine video, which showed this crowd trying to push their way into the police department, and just a scattered amount of cops trying to stand against this thronging mass. And that's what you see in these pictures here, with the police doing all they can do to stop this mass of protesters from coming into the department, looking very, very desperate, looking very pathetic and very angry in what is essentially an attempt to put a silence on free speech here. Apparently, the police are not interested in serving and protecting, nor are they interested in listening to what these folks have to say. You know, they're not even pretending to care about what you think. Police say 15 protesters entered the lobby reading a list of demands. They asked for a meeting with Chief Sam Dotson, Mayor Francis Stay, or Board of Aldermen President Lou Reed. The mob posted mock eviction notices outside of the police building. The notice read, quote, "We are informing you that the police department is scheduled to be reclaimed by its citizens today, December 31st, 2014. And I actually saw a copy of this notice at the bottom. It's signed, We the People. It's pretty cute. Police attempted to remove the protesters from the building and even used pepper spray on some. The police chief, Sam Dotson, with whom the protesters wished to speak, said, quote, "We are a public building. We're open, but we're open for legitimate business. We're not open for people to come in and push their own agendas and disrupt the business that has to go on here. Chris Campbell, don't you love it when government describes what they do as business?
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because I actually, as I was writing about the thing in New York City today, and I went and I looked up, like, job security, right? And there was the job security of police departments is very specifically that they are not a business, right? That, like, it matters not what happens to the economy, whether or not people are happy with your services, whether or not anybody actually wants you to do anything at all. This is a racket. It's not a business. It's a we will take from you, citizen. And if you don't like it, well, then you could go straight to I think it's say hell, right? Yeah.
The S word, the F word are generally no-nos, and the four-letter C words
okay.
as well.
So you could go straight there. And they don't care about your happiness with their services, and they certainly
not like a business.
For all this, we are going to reclaim the police department because we, in fact, own it. No, you do not own your police department. Your police department thinks they own you. So if you want to go in there and try to take it, guess what? There's a bunch of guys with guns in there, and I'm all for you doing it. But let's just not be surprised when they use force against you.
Well, I think that what they did here was pretty neat. Like, I don't oppose it at all. I think that it's an interesting way to protest. I think it's much more productive than going and setting buildings aflame.
Yeah.
So I like to see this kind of thing. In fact, it actually harkened me back, Chris Cantwell, to what happened here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Before your arrival, we had the 420 celebrations that happened here in town. And there were about 100-plus people in Central Square, the kind of the middle of downtown Keene, New Hampshire, smoking cannabis. Many of them were, not all 100 of them, but you know, some people were just out there to support their friends who were smoking cannabis.
Some of those videos were some of what inspired me to come here.
Yeah, so so you may be referring to the videos in which the police made an arrest in Central Square. They tried targeting the people they thought were in charge. And then what happened after the arrest was, Keene's a small place. It doesn't take long to walk from Central Square all the way down to the police station. It's probably a mile and a half or something like that away. It's not very far. And so at least 50 of the people who were there in the park, so about half of the people in the park stayed in the park and continued to, you know, having their celebration there. And then about half of the people took their signs and whatever else they had with them, and they walked down to the police station. It was Rich Paul, actually, who was arrested on that day. And we went out back of the police station and sat in a circle that had at least 30 people in it. It was a fairly large, probably 30, 35 people at least in the circle, sitting in the back. Now, if you look at the Keene Police Department, there's a back area where all the cops go to park their cars, their cruisers and such. And there's a sign that says no unauthorized access. And so everybody was behind that sign, which was a great symbolic photo, made for a great photo opportunity. And so not only were we behind the no unauthorized access sign, sitting right basically outside of the back door. So if they ever let somebody out of the department, they usually let them out the back door after they've been, you know, put through the processing thing that they do. And so we sat out there for quite a while. I don't remember how long it was, you know, probably at least an hour, smoking pot and, you know, actively, openly, obviously passing in joints around this circle. And then they let Rich Paul out, and Shane Maxfield, who's one of the police officers, came out and had a chat with folks, and he's actually against the war on drugs, and that was kind of interesting. But the next day was the day they arrested more people. They arrested a couple more, and then the protesters went inside the police department and proceeded to smoke pot inside. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about the protesters. Now, the media is using the term storm. Protesters storm the police department. Sounds like, you know, they're trying to burn the place down. Or
I think they stormed the Little Caesars a few weeks ago. This just sounds like they're sort of at the door and being like, hey, we want accountability.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want to talk. They, in this case, wanted to talk to the police chief or talk to the person who's in charge of the board of aldermen, which is kind of like the city councilors, basically, or the mayor. They were willing to talk to any of those folks. They had a list of things they wanted, a list of demands. They had a notice informing the police that they were being taken over, essentially, by the protesters. And presumably the chief did not come out to talk to them, but he did speak to the media saying that they're open for legitimate business, which I find a laughable claim, because I've always been bothered by this, Chris Cantwell, where government, usually it's the courts that use the term the most often. That's usually where I hear it a lot.
Business customer, as they called you with the DMV case.
Do you have business with the court? If you don't have business with the court, you shouldn't be here, that kind of thing. And that's what they basically were saying here, is that, you know, we don't want to talk. We don't want you to be here because you're pushing your own agenda and you're disrupting the business that that has to go on there. Well, there's no business that goes on inside a police department because none of it's voluntary. It's not based on anything that is consensual. The police, as you pointed out previously, Chris, are being funded through taxes. They're being funded through the threat of violence. And so, therefore, you can't call that business in the same way you can't call the mafia threatening a business owner, you know, with protection services.
But, of course, the mafia does call their extortion rackets business, right? And, like, I'm in the protection business. I'm in the garbage business. I'm in the butt.
It's the same thing here.
Yeah.
It's that kind of business.
The business of robbing trucks. I mean, that's the same. It's the same nonsense.
Protesters were tiffed by the police's use of pepper spray, claiming things escalated too quickly.
Tiffed about getting maced.
In neighboring Ferguson, police officers were shot at Tuesday night as they tried to investigate a burglary call at one of the town's many buildings burned down at anti-cop riots. Officers were called to the shell of the old Beauty Town store on West Florissant Avenue on Tuesday around 6 p.m. and found several suspects stealing hair products from the building's basement. When trying to arrest the suspects, officers heard gunfire coming from the Park Ridge apartments located behind the store. I don't know what that has to do with the protest in St. Louis, but nonetheless, people are upset. They showed up about 100 folks today in St. Louis at the Metropolitan Police Department. 25 arrests, and all they wanted to do was talk.
Well, I'm glad to see them at least going after the actual target of the outrage. I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for the Ferguson thing because I don't think Michael Brown was a particularly good guy.
Yeah, he's not a sympathetic character.
But and I don't like the race pimping and stuff like that. But, you know, if the police are the target of your rage, you know, go to the police department, stop burning down restaurants, and take it to the police because they are the source of your problems, folks.
I was trying to find the actual eviction notice here, and I don't remember where it was.
You said they had a list of demands. Are the demands up there somewhere?
That's what I was trying to pull up, and I'm going to see if I can. You know what? I think it was actually in. Oh, yep, here it is. Okay, so the Free Thought Project has it. Eviction notice. This is what they posted up around the police department when they went there today. And it says, to Chief Sam Dotson and all other occupiers of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department from citizens of St. Louis, we are informing you that the police department is scheduled to be reclaimed by its citizens today, December 31st, 2014. You are hereby scheduled to be removed from power for the following reasons. Point, perpetrating police brutality on our citizenry, transforming the police force into a militarized occupying force, being complicit in mass incarceration of black and brown citizens. Well, what about the other people? They incarcerate all kinds
of people. Yeah, you need to lock up more white people.
Yeah. How about we just let everybody go who's peaceful? Going on here, failing to terminate police officers who violate civil rights, including the most important right, the right to life. Failing to be transparent in police-involved shootings. Failing to train officers in cultural diversity and hiring a police department that is reflective of the community. Failing to train officers on de-escalation of citizens in mental crisis. Failing to create a whistleblower program that protects officers who want to report corruption. And finally, imposing blight on our communities under the guise of protecting and serving, signed We the People. Now, whether or not you agree with all of the points on that little bulletin, it's nonetheless an interesting development.
And they don't sound like demands per se. They are reasons that they are. They are grievances as opposed to demands. It doesn't sound like they're like, hey, go do this and then,
or else.
And then everything will be fine. It says we are removing you from power for these reasons. And
unfortunately, they did not successfully remove the police from power.
Well, of course they didn't. And the fact of the matter is they probably don't want to. Right. I mean, I imagine that. Look, from my looking at what's going on down there in Ferguson, this is largely not a rational thing. Right. I mean, this is left wingers. This is race baiters. There was a video of some voluntarists with signs down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And people were hostile towards them. They were like, get out of here with your voluntarism.
Wow. And what were some of the signs? Do you recall any?
Google the non-aggression principle, Google voluntarism, and people were like, well, this is an organized event. We have handed out signs. You are distracting from our message.
Wow. Total control.
Exactly. And so this is, you know, these people don't have any opposition to government power. They're just basically, you know, stirring the pot for the most part, it seems.
Well, nonetheless, I can't say there's anything about, you know, what they did today that I disagree with.
Yeah, no, I'm glad they did it, and I hope that, you know, they sort of see, you know, look, there's a lot of different ways to expose the violence inherent in the system, and so, you know, if a bunch of people are under the impression that they own the police department, and then they go down there and try to reclaim it, and
Surprise. They
get maced and threatened with violence and thrown in jail, then, you know, hey, maybe it's time to think about this concept of the state that you've probably been fond of for your entire life. The people who are out gunning down your people in the street and locking you up for possessing plants and throwing grenades at your babies might not be your friends.
Yeah, now they're arresting you for just trying to come have a conversation. I mean, that's ultimately what they were trying to do today. They came in mass. Because had five people walked in.
Let's hang on a second. You can't tell me that they just wanted to have a conversation and evict the police from the police department. Those are two contradictions of terms.
Well, good point. Okay, so they did post the eviction notices, but at the same time, some of the people there were saying they wanted to talk to the police.
And the other thing, too, is, like, let's remember what an eviction notice is. An eviction notice is, we will force you out of a place.
That's right? True. It's backed by the force of the police, typically.
Yeah, if I live in an apartment and I stop paying my rent and he goes to the court and he gets an eviction notice, that means that at some point, the county sheriff's going to come in there with his guns remove me from the premises. So they are threatening, you know, to use violence against the police when they make a statement like that. And I'm all for them doing it.
It does have a clenched fist. It has a clenched fist in the background of the piece of paper.
A black one, probably, right?
Well, I mean, it's against a white background, so you wouldn't be able to see something else. So you're welcome to share your thoughts here with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think that, you know, good for them for getting out there and doing this. I think it's important stuff. And, you know, it's interesting how the St. Louis police responded compared to what happened here in Keene. In Keene, when activists went into the police department, I would say a couple dozen people went into the police department here. When they went in and they smoked pot openly in the police department lobby, which in the Keene Police Department, there's three windows. There's the door to get in, and then there's three windows. So each side of the room, one side's a window, another side's a window, another side's the window, the other side's the door. So wherever you're standing in the Keene Police Department lobby, you're being watched. There's somebody there.
Yeah, I've been in there.
There's cameras in there. You know, it's not like the police are going to say they didn't know what was going on in the lobby. And so they just ignored us. Now, I can't say us because I wasn't there that day. I actually had to leave town on the day they went inside. But I was out back the day prior when we smoked up in the circle right outside the back of the department. Again, obviously on their surveillance cameras and whatever. But I was just so proud of that. I thought it was an amazing moment because it really showed how a large number of people can take an action and have an effect. And whatever the police do, it looks bad for them, right?
Right.
So when the police do nothing, it looks bad because they're not enforcing the law.
They look impotent.
Right. And then in the case of St. Louis here, well, they did crack down, and they've arrested 25 people, and that doesn't look good either for the police. So they're really in a no-win situation here. The only way they can ever win hearts and minds over again is to stop enforcing bad laws, I think, and they have no intention of doing that anytime soon. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please make a New Year's resolution of becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier.
You welfare queen.
$5 per month. It's funny, we talked about the whole libertarian welfare queen thing. Did you know that blog got taken offline? Chris Cantwell?
What?
Yeah, the blog about the libertarian welfare queens thing. At least the other day, like yesterday, the whole site was down.
Well, I won't miss it.
Anyway, it was an interesting discussion. I think that it was obviously, you know, the claim that you are a libertarian welfare queen, which was one of the claims that article was making, was ridiculous. I mean, it was very, I forget the word that I used, incendiary, I would say, in the way that it was written, and it wasn't...
clickbait.
That's a good term, yeah, to get people to click on it. I thought that, you know, she had some valid critiques of some of the people in her article, but of the three people that she picked on, I think that you were probably the least of, you know, the...
I think it would, you know...
at least able to be critiqued.
I think it was very telling that she didn't go after Antonio Bueller. Antonio Bueller had a case.
Does he even claim to be a libertarian, though? I don't think he does.
He basically gave up claims to that because of me, I think. I think I shut down his claim to libertarianism. Now he just calls libertarians racist.
Well, you don't have to be a libertarian to understand that the police are out of control, right? Which is why cop block is so popular.
Right, exactly.
I mean, cop block, the people who support cop block aren't necessarily libertarians.
No, a lot of them are anything but.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see a breakdown of the percentages of people as far as, you know, what are their political beliefs if they support cop block.
Right.
But, you know, you, Chris, you ask for donations at ChristopherCantwell.com, and so that's because you want your career to be activism and, you know, writing articles online. And
right.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with the idea of sustaining yourself from doing work that people value.
And I provide a product that is so good that people pay me for it and they don't even have to.
There you go. That's a good point. Yeah, they certainly don't have to. Same thing here at Free Talk Live. I mean, we've been taking Free Talk Live AMP dollars for a number of years. I think we started that program back in 2005. So it's actually the 10th. It's probably close to the 10th anniversary of the Free Talk Live AMP program, and it's because of the donations of listeners like you is why we're on 160 radio stations. We just added another station in Delaware. We'll be announcing that on Saturday night.
So, awesome.
Yeah, if you're on our email list or watch our Facebook page, then you saw the announcement earlier today, but we'll officially welcome them on Saturday because they're taking our Saturday show. But it's listeners like you that make this possible for $5 a month. And that's one of the nice things about the Internet is we can go directly to our listeners, or in your case, your readers over at ChristopherCampbell.com. You can go directly to them. You don't have to stop in the middle with the advertising model. And advertising can be hard to get if you've got a controversial viewpoint. And certainly, Chris Campbell, you are a controversial person. People love to hate you. They love to talk about the things that you're saying. And that's good for you because it means more clicks and,
yeah.
You know, more
and I think it's good for everybody because it's spreading a lot of ideas and if you get into a situation where you're relying on advertisers or any sort of corporate sponsorship, I mean, it's going to affect the outcome of the content, and that's
it certainly could. I mean, we've had a situation, Chris, where we actually got dropped from there were some radio stations in Jackson, Tennessee that were airing the show. We said something critical of the military, which commonly happens here on Free Talk Live, and they pulled us off the air because they got some complaint
right. From
one of their advertisers and one of their listeners. It didn't take much for them to decide, well, they're done for, and, you know, I'm not going to pander to it. I'm not going to change my viewpoint because what some radio stations say. If we lost 10 stations tomorrow because of something that we said on the air, I'm not going to change my viewpoint. You
right,
know?
And that's it. And it's important to maintain one's integrity. And one of the ways to do that is to just have people who support the content
directly.
Real libertarian welfare queens are the ones who are out there reading this stuff and not donating because they are now consuming the content at the expense of someone else.
It's hard to really say. I mean, again, the term libertarian welfare queen as defined by...
I used the term just as badly as she did.
Right, okay.
Now.
So just to be fair, right. So, like, as defined by MK Lords, who called in the other night to kind of talk about things, but as defined by her, it wasn't really using the term welfare in its proper usage, and therefore you also did not use it in its proper usage. But what you are saying is that the people who are free riders, you know, they're benefiting off of... You write an article at ChristopherCampbell.com. Everyone gets to read it, but only 1% of the people who read it will actually pay for it. Now, I don't get upset about that, and I don't think you're upset about it either.
No.
That doesn't bother me at all. It used to bother Mark. I don't know if it still does, and he just doesn't complain about it anymore because I basically asked him to cut it out. Because that's our model. That's our business model. We give our product away. And the reason why we give it away, and I think you touched on this in one of your articles at ChristopherCampbell.com, is that that helps it spread. And this is not about, you know, Free Talk Live is not a show about making money as much as it is a show about, you know, the ideas of freedom and, you know, your opportunity to call in and talk about anything that you want to, give people that chance on talk radio. And if we're doing something valuable, if you're putting something out there into the world that people appreciate, some of those people are going to put up, you know, they're going to put cash up to support that because they don't want you to go away. They don't want you to go and get a job. They don't want that content to disappear from their news feed or from their podcast aggregator or whatever. And they realize that somebody has to step up to support it. But I don't get upset when somebody can't, or they feel like, you know, they don't listen enough, or that we're not, you know, valuable enough, or they don't have enough money or whatever. I don't, you know, to me, the reasons don't matter. I expect we're probably going to get 1% of the listeners, you know, contributing. And if we get more than 1%, then that's great. If we get 5 or 10%, then that's awesome.
I think 1% would be huge.
I mean, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 1%, I'd be pretty happy with 1%.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have any expectations, and I don't get my butt hurt over somebody sending me $2. Apparently, that's one of the things that Stefan Molyneux had done in the past, was getting upset because he has to pay more taxes because somebody sent him $2.
It wasn't taxes. It was actually, like, like if you followed up, and I listened to you guys talk about that, and I know after we go through this clip, I might just have to stop standing up for Stefan Molyneux because he actually did something really bad in this one, I think.
That's really bad.
The particular incident and complaining about the donation, it was like somebody sent him like a dollar through PayPal, right? Mm. And he explained in a video later on that like if you're going to send him money through PayPal, just like wait a few episodes, right? Because PayPal is going to take 30 cents plus 2.9% of the transaction.
That's true.
So you're basically giving PayPal 33% of the money that you just sent.
I had heard he turned his nose up at $2, is what I heard.
All right, so $2 then.
And here was the funny thing, Chris Cantwell, was that Stefan Molyneux had said something like, well, if you like the show, you can donate 5 cents a show. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I believe that he said something like that.
I think he says 50 cents per episode is what he said.
I thought it was less than that because, you know, then I guess the person who was donating was like, well, yeah, I've listened to this many shows, and that's, you know, what I wanted to donate for it. And from what I heard, Stefan's excuse was, and Stefan Molyneux is a libertarian podcast guy. He makes videos online, relatively popular. And his excuse was that he had to do more tax work. Like, I guess he has to itemize everything or something. I don't know. I don't do taxes. So I don't know what you have to do when you get PayPal donations or cash donations with taxes, because I don't deal with that crap. And just because he does, he's going to use that as his excuse to turn his nose up at one of his supporters who wanted to give him some money. It seems real short-sighted. I never
heard the tax thing. He made a video saying it was about the PayPal fees, and it was something to, like, you know, look, I guess his assumption is that you're listening to him every day, which is not the case for everybody, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to Molyneux on a pretty regular basis. I catch more of it from YouTube, but every once in a while I'll download a podcast.
How did you find this new clip? Because there's a new offensive clip that just came out yesterday.
This was all over Facebook today, that people were basically, it went pretty big on Reddit. Somebody had posted Stefan Molyneux goes full potato. And basically the claim here is that in the case of Eric Garner, he's saying that Eric Garner is not
the man
a
to death
victim,
over cigarettes.
Yeah, the guy who's strangled to death on the streets of Staten Island for selling untaxed cigarettes. He's saying that this is not a victimless crime to sell cigarettes to people who want to buy them. And I found this extraordinarily screwed up because pretty clearly, hey, you know, avoiding taxes is, I think,
heroic.
As libertarian as it gets.
Hold that thought, Chris, because we'll continue it here in the third hour. We've actually got the clip from the video, which, by the way, some people have been saying, well, some of the clips that are out there critical of Stefan Molyneux have been taken out of context. This one is fully within his show. It wasn't clipped out by somebody else and put on some other YouTube channel. This is actually directly from his own YouTube channel, from his show, unedited.
Absolutely.
So, besides the editing, that we're not going to play the full 2 hours.
Editing for time,
right.
But yeah.
So we'll play that here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. And you can tell us if you think that selling loose cigarettes, singles, is a crime with a victim. Because apparently that's what Stefan Molyneux was saying on his program. We'll give you the details here in moments. And, as I mentioned previously, if you want to get behind Free Talk Live, I don't know if I ever got the URL for the AMP program. We sort of went off into a tangent of talking about supporting shows and such. You can support us by going to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com for $5 per month with any major credit card through PayPal. And you can use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. So drop by amp.freetalklive.com. And if you can't do it tonight, make that your New Year's resolution. It sure does help us out. Hour number 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs. with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.